Quest presents an unabridged recording of Honeybee Cottage by K.T. Dady, narrated by Harry Dobby and Adam Goodwin.
Sing a song that fills your heart. 1. Josh. Ever since he was a child, the safest place in the world to Josh Reynolds was his grandmother's bed. Whenever the night petrified him, he would tiptoe into her bedroom and gently tap her on the arm. One sleepy eye would peep up at him, and then the cover would be pulled back for him to slip into her bed, snuggle in her arms, and fall straight asleep. All his demons would immediately vanish, and he would sleep soundly. Josh stared down at the double bed in front of him. It was 3:30 in the morning, the bed was empty, and it had been many years since his grandmother had helped him sleep. At 32 years old, he still had trouble sleeping alone. He hated the dark and the night terrors that came with it. His grandmother died 3 years ago, and his grandfather more recently. He had been raised by his grandparents ever since his parents died in a car accident when he was 10 years old. Now all he had left of his family was his older brother, Jake. Josh lowered his suitcase to the floor and stripped off down to his black boxer shorts. His clothes were wet from the torrential rain outside, so he flung them over the back of the lightwood rocking chair that was in the corner of the room. He sighed deeply, then pulled back the cream duvet and climbed in to his grand's old bed. The tea shop below his room made creaking noises that kept his eyes wide open. He stared over at the dark sky outside the small sash window. A shiver ran the length of his spine, causing him to snuggle further into the bedding. He wanted the warmth of pyjamas, but he knew better than to wear any. Most nights he'd wake dripping in sweat, so he soon learned not to bother with night clothes. He tried to imagine that it was daytime and that his grandmother's tea shop below, Edith's tea room, was awash with customers. The smell of freshly baked cakes floated up to the flat above the shop, entering his room, warming his heart. Christmas Eve tomorrow. The memories from his childhood hit him hard. There were no more stockings hanging from the fireplace, no more cookies to decorate, no more festive cheer, no more laughter. A lone tear rolled down the side of his face and sank into the pillow. He felt so tired. His eyes were bloodshot, his body fatigued, and his soul numb. His journey to his grandmother's childhood home in Pepper Bay had been long. He had travelled from New York to London, then from London to the Isle of Wight. He had paid an old friend to get out of bed in the wee small hours of the morning and use a fishing...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?